Yo. This is the Simple Man King Oringo coming at you with a simple way to go about life and to go about, you know, making your life and everybody's life better, because whatever you do affect others. And so if you have a simple mind or a simple way to, you know, go about it, you can always encourage and enlighten others to do the same. However, I just want to take the time out to congratulate myself and acknowledge that I'm taking this leap, or not even leap, this first step into pursuing and accomplishing my dreams in life. My dreams and admiration is to be an entrepreneur / life coach. And one of the things about being a life coach is to help others and give out content to help others. And so with me creating a podcast or talking on a podcast or making a podcast is a step forward in my eyes. So I just want to take the time out to, you know, like I said, congratulate myself and just like acknowledge that I am doing this, and this is a new chapter, a new journey for myself. So thank you. All right, and let's just dive in right into it. The first topic of my first podcast would be about this quote that I recently heard like a couple days ago from this TV show called Grown-ish. Yes, I was been watching Grown-ish because I like Black-ish. If anybody watched Black-ish, you'll know that Grown-ish is just a spin-off of Black-ish with the star Zoe daughter from I believe it's Andre. Yeah, I love the TV show. I love the whole talking about. They talked about very serious and real concept about life and how, you know, Black people that live in different neighborhoods or different lifestyles and their kids, you know, not being raised the same way because of their parents deciding to make their lives 10 times better. So it's like their kids is growing up to a reality that's not the reality of the world. And I definitely needed to know or really appreciate that concept. So back to the topic. Like I said, it's about this TV show called Grown-ish. And the star is Zoe, the daughter from Black-ish. And she's a brief summary of the episode is she's going through a crisis on a relationship. Her heart is broken because of a failed relationship. And the relationship failed, it seems like, out of nowhere in her eyes, because she tried or she did the most and she loved the person. However, they was like, like I said, she was heartbroken. So her friends came and they came and comfort her and talk to her, and they was all just, you know, giving her real facts about life. And one of the friends said this valuable quote that I'm taking forth in my life and my relationships and everything that I do now. And written the quote is to realize that just because they don't love you. Oh, no. Just because. Hold on. I'm trying to think of it. It was on my tip of my tongue. Oh, my God. Just because they love you doesn't mean it's going to work. And just because it didn't work doesn't mean they didn't love you. And when she said that, I had to pause the episode and I had to really think and like, was like, wow, that's very deep. Because honestly, you know, I never thought about anything like that. I was raised by a single mom, and anybody that's raised by a single mom knows like how it is being on your own, because you see your mom being by herself. So you're naturally independent from just seeing your mom doing it by herself. So with that being said, like, your feelings, it seems like it should matter to people, because like you matter, so people should understand that your feelings should matter. However, to, you know, get back to the point, it was eye-opening because, like I said, the concept of me in my relationship now, or me in a relationship in the past, is the feeling like, okay, if they don't do what I ask them to do, or they don't do or show or give love to me, then they don't love me how they say they love me. And that's not always true. That's not always true. And so I had to, you know, like, sit back and pause, because I didn't think of it like that. I didn't, never thought. I just thought, like, yeah, you don't love me, because if you love me, you would do this and you would do that. And it's just that simple. Just change, like, right now, overnight type thing. And that's not to go about life. That's not to go about, you know, dealing with situations like this, because people do love you. They just can't show it the way you want them to show it, and you got to be all right with that. So definitely when I heard it, I was like, wow, like, wait a minute. So what does this mean? Like, how does one do this, or how does one go about this, is what I was keep asking myself and realizing talking to myself about it. And so, like I said, in my eyes, it's about maturity and growing up, because like my girlfriend said, I don't put nothing past anybody. And I know that people's going to disappoint me, and I'm comfortable, or I am aware that's going to happen. And at first I was kind of offended, because I was like, oh, why would you think I would hurt you, whatever. But no, like, that's the reality. That's the truth. And nobody's going to be able to please you like you want to be pleased. And nobody should. If you want somebody real, somebody that really like you and love you, whatever, they're not going to put you in that type of situation where you always being pleased or whatnot. They're going to give you the real at all times and love you. And you got to appreciate that, because the truth is not told, or that's not being shown nowadays. And that's another thing about this topic that I wanted to talk to or bring to my podcast, is like letting people know, like, this is a serious matter, because I feel like I'm not the only one in this predicament. I feel like a lot of people, you know, have the same way about themselves, where if the person doesn't do a certain thing or doesn't treat them a certain way, they feel like they don't love them. And they feel like since it didn't work out in their relationship, that means they didn't love them. Like, no, that's not true. I have I'm not going to say all my exes, but I have all my exes. Like, if anything happens to me, I know that they are going to feel some type of way or care in some type of way. If I ask them to do something, or if I ask them for something, they're going to help me. And that's because of love. That's not because, you know, hatred or anything like that. It's because of love. And people need to realize what love is. And I'm going to give you my definition of love, because love is whatever you want to make it. Like, well, I don't even think that. Universally, love is unconditional. And that means, like my grandpa said, it's unconditional, as in, if anything happens, you know, I still got love for you. Whether you do me right, do me wrong, I still got love for you. Now, love is caring, you know, being there when needed. Like, that's love. You feel me? But if it doesn't go out that way, or how can I say, if it doesn't appear that way, then they don't love you, or they never loved you the way they said they love you. And you have to realize that. So what I'm saying is, like, people nowadays, we got to all understand what love is, and not, you know, get our feelings or emotions to let the best of us to contradict or misunderstand love, because people actually love you out here. Just because they don't show it doesn't mean they doesn't love you. They don't love you. And that's what I grow on, or have knowledge from that quote. And so, like I said, you must understand also, like, whatever you're feeling and all those emotions, you have to take that into consideration, as in, maybe you're insecure about something. Like me, I'm not insecure. I don't know what to call it, actually, because I'm territory. I want somebody to call my own. And that's how I am all my relationships. I see it's a pattern and pattern and pattern of me keep doing this. Me wanting that person to know that you're all mine and I'm all yours, and we're going to be the best of teams, and we're going to, you know, prosper together and all that. And that's totally good. I'm glad of pointing that in my mindset. But also have to take consideration, like, they're not going to do everything I ask them to do. They're not going to do everything I want them to do. And I got to be fine with that. I need to stop being selfish, I believe, or I don't know what's the right word to call that, because it's actually hindering or damaging myself and my relationship. Because I believe, like, I can have a good person, but it'd be bad timing because my mindset or my mentality or attitude would be totally wrong. And this is toxic. It's toxic because if you feel this type of way, you're very insecure or really not feeling the right way of going into a relationship, because what you're doing is getting into a relationship looking for happiness or love from somebody else when you shouldn't be doing that. They should be an asset in your life, not the focus point. So that's what I'm also realizing about myself, that about relationships, about everything, is to know that love or the person that you beat yourself into a relationship with should not be all that which you're trying to make them out to be. You must find that into yourself. You must find that in with yourself. Be that with yourself. And the person that you, you know, confide into and, you know, talk to, whatever, they should be an asset to it. And so, like I said, I'm knowing this and I'm growing up to this. It's just, like I said, my maturity about handling it all, because I'm so impatient or I'm so driven to be so successful, but I don't want anybody to be around me with being successful, as in I don't want no snakes, no fakes, nobody that's going to be here temporarily. Like, I want all my friends and my relationship, love partner, spouse, family, like, we're going to be here and we're going to grow all together and be straightforward with each other and everything like that. Like, we're going to do this for the long run. So that's what I'm trying to, you know, solidify or make concrete. However, me doing this or me putting all this type of pressure on a person that's also my age and trying to develop and everything is going to hurt her and hurt the relationship, because, like I said, it could be a good person, but since I'm doing this and being like this, it actually could hurt us in the long run and in the relationship. So, like I said, you must note that whatever you're feeling at the time that make you feel like, oh, they don't love me, they don't care for me, actually jot down and, you know, peep what's going on, because, like I said, it could be your own insecurity that's causing this type of problem. So that, let me take a sip. By the way, guys, I also just, like, grateful to be here today and just be alive and be breathing. I'm grateful to see today, grateful to, you know, have good limbs and bones. I feel like everybody need to also understand to take, let me just say this. Step or a helpful way to get over this type of feeling so you won't have to be like this is, one, like I said, realizing the situation or taking responsibility for itself, but also, you know, be grateful and just be thankful and appreciate the littlest things you got in life. Have more gratitude. And you need to start your day off with gratitude. Honestly, when you first wake up in the morning, just be thankful upon everything. Thankful that you're alive. Thankful that you're breathing. And just be thankful that you have the people you have in your life. This is going to be a major, you know, set point from how you go about your day, how you go about your life. And so if you wake up being grateful and thankful that you're here, that you have the people, you're going to appreciate them way more than how you are then. So definitely have more gratitude in life and start it off every morning. Focus on yourself. That's another thing. Focus on yourself. Focus on to better yourself. Don't always put them in there. Doing this podcasting, like, that's the stepstone. I'm not even concerned about my relationship partner right now. I'm so concerned of making the content and making sure that people is getting the right information or getting a message from me. And so it's like, occupy yourself. Occupy yourself for yourself, to better yourself, to make everything better. Those is two. Let me think of a third one real quick. Everybody says exercise or workout. And I agree, but I kind of like it's to each his own, because honestly, like, I don't feel like a lot of people have time to do this. Or, I mean, actually, those are the excuses. If you want to do something, you'll do it. However, like I said, most people really just don't be feeling like doing it or don't want to make time to do it. And so I'm trying to think of an alter or another way. Occupying yourself is like probably working out for yourself, reading books and playing games, whatever makes you happy. So let's just continue with saying occupy yourself and have more gratitude. Those are the two things that you need to do for your relationship to be good and make sure it's steady, so you won't have to feel like this, because you don't want, this is one of my fears, and this should be, I'm not gonna say this should be everybody's fear or whatnot, but this is one of my fears, is having the right person at the wrong time because of myself. Like, I'd rather have the right person and, you know, we fail because of them, not because of me. Because if I did my job, I can't be, you know, I don't have no regrets and I don't have no problems, no guilty conscience about anything, because I did my job. That's how I've been going about my life. Because if I do my part, then if you fail to do your part, then that's why we fail, and that's why it is the way it is. And so, I don't know if that's a good way or a healthy tip. Anybody can, you know, hit me up and tell me that if that's all right or not. But definitely, I put it all there out on the table. So, just, I don't even know what I was just saying. But yeah, definitely just put it all out on the table. Like AI said, he put his body and his mind on the line, on the basketball court. And that's why he is the way he is. He's one of the most greatest players out in basketball history, because he did everything he can for his team, whether that's, you know, take them hard hits to the floor, to the body, or, you know, playing restless days. You just do what you got to do. So definitely do that. Not to carry on, because I feel like, you know, it's raining right now, so I feel like I should go home. I definitely need to do some cleaning, do some more research and knowledge gaining upon what I'm trying to do to better my career, better myself. So definitely need to go home. So I'm not going to keep y'all up for too long. I just want to, like I said, give y'all that content. I want y'all to think about what I just said. Think about how this can help you to better yourself. Remember, the quote is, just because it didn't work out doesn't mean I didn't love you. And just because they love you doesn't mean it's going to work out. And you have to be okay with that. You have to understand, like, life isn't going to go the way it's going to go. And people ain't going to treat you the way you want to be treated. However, that doesn't mean they don't love you. That doesn't mean, like, it's all bad. Like I said, that's life. It is what it is. And you have to be able to sacrifice and keep going, or you can just give up and say I'm done. And that's it, folks. King Origo out. The simple man giving you the simple way. All right, peace.